and regularly comes to pilgrimage in India, in Kartik and in Opunim. But now recently, in recent months, after so many adventures in the unfortunate countries of the war-torn countries, he was able to come safely to Mayapur with Madhavilata Didi. So we're happy that they are here. And happy to be in their association.
Not to forget, when
escaped,
it was a very difficult, life-threatening situation actually in Ukraine. So with the help of Madhavilata Didi and some other devotees, they could leave Ukraine. And then they went to Moldova. And then Maharaj, I remember, he asked me that, what shall I do here? He said, whatever you always do, you just continue living.
Louder.
So I said, whatever you do, you continue doing the same thing. And of course, when he started continuing doing the same thing he's always doing, he managed to open a small Sri Chaitanya Saraswati center in Moldova while he was in exile, on his way to India, because it was very difficult to get visa for Madhavilata.
Right.
Maharaj didn't really want to leave her alone. It's a difficult situation. Mm. And he already have how many disciples there?
Oh, disciples.
Few disciples. He left few disciples to continue in the center. Mm. That's another good example of, you know, wherever Vaishnava go, they tend to multiply the family of the Vaishnavas by their presence.
Yes.
So this evening we will read Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Navadvipa Dhamma Mahatmya.
Okay. So
first chapter called titled "The Glories of the Navadvipa Dhamma." That's actually the only real way to live in Navadvipa Dhamma is to devote himself to hearing about glories of the Dham from self-realized souls like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like Srila Govinda Maharaj, Srila Guru Maharaj, and other beautiful teachers. It's the only real way to actually live in Navadvipa Dham, because Navadvipa Dham is not material. So it's not easy to really come into the inner reality of Dham, because, and it's explained here, because actually the Dham is covered by Mahamaya, or potency. Mahamaya is potency of Yogamaya. And today we also visited Yogamaya temple, Praudamaya temple. And in this temple we worship Praudamaya, Yogamaya, to ask her to actually uncover the Holy Dham for our hearts, for our consciousness, real reality of Holy Dham. So, and best way to worship Holy Dham is to follow guidance of the spiritually advanced devotees. And of course, acharyas, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur widely opened Navadvipa Dham for people. He found the yoga pit, the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, he founded Shavasangan, the place where Shavas Thakur lived. And also, he found Advaita Bhavan, where Advaita Acharya living close to Shavasangan. So, and then Srila Saraswati Thakur, in further investigations, he was serving to Mayapur Dham. And he extremely in extremely wide way he revealed different holy places in Navadvipa and in all the nine islands on Navadvipa. So we knew about Navadvipa Dham only due to our teachers, our gurus, because we can just imagine if we were born in 18th century, for example. Then, if in 18th century we would visit this place, we didn't find anything here. It's completely, it was completely empty. Only a few souls like for example Jagannath Babaji Maharaj or some great saints like him, they can really appreciate the holy nature of Dham. But for usual people it was unavailable those time. And in the end of 19th century, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur started to propagate mission of Mahaprabhu. And under the desire of Mahaprabhu himself, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur was Tarakeshwar. He had a revelation from Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu said, you want to retire from your material duties, but it's not time yet. So, because you have mission here in Mayapur, you have to show Mayapur. And after this, Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur rented some place in Gaudiya-Madhvip, and he started the searching. And he found the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, and he wrote this book, Srinavadiptham Mahatmya. On Bengali, Jaya Jaya Navadvipa Chandra Shachi Suta, Jaya Jaya Nityananda Raya Avaduta. Verses, no need to translate.
Chapter 1.
Jaya Jaya Shri Advaita Prabhu Mahashoy Gadadhara Shivasa Pandita Jaya Jaya. Also no need to translate. Jaya Advaita Acharya Jaya Gadadhar Jaya Shivas Pandit Jaya Jaya. Glory, glory.
Yes, Slava, Slava.
Jaya Navadipa Dhamma Sarvadharma Sara Sarvadhamma Sara Jaya Navadipa Vasi Gaura Parivara. It's also beautiful verses.
Yes.
Jaya Navadipa Dhamma, Sarva Dhamma, Sara. Sara means essence. So it's all glory to Navadipa Dhamma, the best of all abodes of the Lord. All glory to the residents of Navadvip and the associates of Sri Gaura, or Gaura Parivar. Shri Srila Sarasvati Thakur invited one theology term, Srila Bhaktivedanta Parivar. He said, we are Bhaktivedanta Parivar. Okay. Because different people say, oh, we are Advaita Parivar and we are Gadadhar Parivar. And Sarasvati Thakur said, we are Srila Bhaktivedanta Parivar. And they say, what is this Parivar, Bhaktivedanta Parivar? We never heard about Srila Bhaktivedanta Parivar. What is this? Yeah. And Sarasvati Thakur said, actually, our Parivar is not in this material sphere. Our Parivar descend from spiritual Srila Bhaktivedanta descend from this spiritual world into this world. And we are following to this Parivar or to this disciplic succession. So we are Bhaktivedanta Parivar. And also Balavidya Pushan Parivar, Krishna Chakravarti Parivar, we are Parivar of our Guru Parampara. Parivar means followers, descendants or followers. Because we have to follow Srila Bhaktivinoda Srila Sarasvati Thakur. And there is one article of Srila Sarasvati Thakur called Reject Anything beside This. Reject Anything beside This. Reject Anything and keep only Mahaprabhu. So you have to devote to Mahaprabhu completely. Fully surrender and reject anything else. So it means Srila Bhaktivedanta Parivar. It's material world is the world of birth and death. Generally speaking, it's a world of birth and death. And it's impossible to convert it into something other. It's completely impossible. And progress of science, of technology, etc. But still, you see, people are dying. Of suffering and dying. It's impossible actually to overcome this nature of material of material life. So samsaradava nalalitha loka, this like
forest fire.
Yes. Samsara is like a forest fire. And so seeing the miser condition of souls in this world, in this especially in this age of Kali Yuga. Mahaprabhu descend with Nityananda Avadhuta. He descend and he reveal his pastimes and his holy play places and his ado to help these suffering souls to obtain real goal and real happiness in their existence. So it's so we by the mercy of Mahaprabhu we can come to this Navadvip Dham and use this beautiful way of service to Mahaprabhu and his Dham. Sakala Bhakata Pade Kariya Pranama Sam Kshepe Varniba Ami Navadvipa Dhamma. Bowing at the feet of all the devotees, I will briefly describe Navadvipa Dham. Navadvipa Mandalera Mahima Apara Brahma Adi Nahijani Varna Sadhyakara. The glories of Navadvipa Mandal are unlimited. Brahma and other gods do not know them. So who can describe them? Even Brahma does know. And other gods also. It means that the glories of Navadvipa Dham is much more glorious than the heaven sphere of this material universe. So, and the happiness of surrender souls is thousands and thousands, millions and millions time greater than happiness of material enjoyment. So if one obtain this happiness of bhakti, actually he lose completely interest to this material world and to all what is happening there. Sahasravadane Shesha Varnite Akshama Kshudrajiva Ami Kishe Kaiba Sakshama. Ananta Shesh is unable to describe them. With thousands of months.
Mouths.
So how will I, tiny soul, be able to? This humble Srila Bhaktivinoda. Actually he is greater than Ananta Shesh and even than Brahma in Ananta Shesh. He is Gaura Bhakta. Gaura Bhakta Kripa Patra. So Erupa Roti Brahma Shambhu Gachar Gora Bhakta Kripa Patra.
Siddhisar.
Yes. What is not available for Brahma and Shambhu, even Shiva, it can be available by the mercy of Gaura Bhakta. So Gaura Bhakta is much more elevated position than demigods, and even Lord Shiva, and even Lakshmi, Krishna says, Buddha, much more high position of Gaura Bhakta. This is actually position of Srila Bhaktivinoda. But humbly he said, oh, I am just in a soul. How can I describe? And then he described. Satyavati Navadvipa Mahima Ananta Deva Deva Mahadeva Nahipaya Anta Deva Deva Mahadeva. It is true that the glories of Navadvip are unlimited. The God of Gods, Lord Shiva, cannot reach their end. Tathapi Chaitanya Chandra Ichha Balavan Si Ichha Vasi Bhakta Ajanera Vidhan. Still, the will of the moon-like Sri Chaitanya is all-powerful. And under its control, the devotees give orders. Bhaktagane Ajnadila Chaitanya Ichaya Nadiya Mahatmya Varni Bhaktara Kripaya. And by the will of Sri Chaitanya, the devotees have ordered me, and so I describe the glories of Nadiya by their mercy. So devotees asked Srila Bhaktivinoda to describe the glories of Navadvipa Dham, and following their order, in the mood of service to Vaishnavas. He start to describe this glory of, and also Vaishnavas asked me to say something. Otherwise, I not dare to speak before this society of so elevated soul. it's not possible to say something.
August assembly.
But as Vaishnavas ask, then it's the only reason I dare to do it. Yes. Ara eka katka achi guda atishoi kahitena ichahaya naka hirinoi. There is another very confidential subject which I do not want to mention, yet cannot but mention. Ye avadhi shichitanya apraka haila dama lila prakashite bhakta ajna dila. When Shichitanya disappeared, he ordered the devotees to reveal his abode and pastimes. Sarva avatara haita gudha avatara Shichitanya chandramora vidita samsara. Of all avatars, our moon-like Shichitanya is the most confidential known in this world. Most confidential. Gudha lila shastri gudha rupi uktahai abhakta janera chitte naha yeudoi. His confidential pastimes are mentioned confidentially in the scriptures. They are not revealed in the heart of non-devotees. This actually reason why Mahaprabhu is Chhanna avatar. It's a very beautiful explanation. Why Mahaprabhu is Chhanna? See, he is not described openly in shastras. Why? Because he does not want to reveal in the heart of non-devotees, only in the heart of devotees. And only devotees knew who Mahaprabhu is. Very special avatar. Селила самбандхи ята гудха шастрачила майя деви бахукала ачхада дирахила. For a long time майя деви hid the confidential scriptures that existed about his pastimes. For a long time майя деви kept it hiding the scriptures like Читание Чаритамриты, Читание Бхагавата, etc. Апраката шастра баху рахи ята татха праката шастреро ята чайтаньера катха се сакала майя деви пандита наяна авария раки гупта бави анукшана. Майя деви covered the eyes of the scholars and at all times kept secret all the descriptions of Шичитанья throughout both the manifest and unmanifest scriptures. Gaurirara Gamphira Lila Haile Apraката Prabhu Ichha Janimaya Haya Akapata. When the deep pastimes of Shigaura became manifest, Maya understood the will of the Lord and withdrew her deception. Utkaliya Laila Jaila Jiva Chakshuhaite Prakashila Gora Tattva Ejada Jagate. Maya lifted her veil from the eyes of the souls and revealed the truth about Shigaura to the material world. That's way. That's what the way, actually. Gupta Shastra Anayasi Haila Prakata Guchila Jivirayata Yuktira Shankata. The hidden scriptures then appeared clearly and dispelled the doubts of all souls. Badai Dayalu Prabhu Nityanandarai Gora Tattva Prakashila Jivira Hiyoi. And the extremely merciful Nityananda Prabhu revealed the truth about Shigaura in the hearts of the souls. Actually, the truth about Mahaprabhu and his devotees revealed in the hearts of the souls by the mercy of Nityananda. So Nityananda himself did it. Tara Agya Peya Maya Chade Avarana Subhakta Pandita Gana Paya Shastra Dana. Receiving his order, Maya removed her veil and the wise devotees discovered the wells of the scriptures. Ихате сандеха ятра нахая кандана сия бага вритхакена дарая дживана. Those whose doubts are not dispelled by this unfortunate. Why do such persons meaninglessly continue their lives? Oh, sorry. Why do such persons meaninglessly continue their lives?
Yes.
So, Ей Калеишвара, ей Крипа Витарая, Бхагьяванта Джанатахи Бадасукихая. Whenever and howsoever the Lord bestows His mercy, the fortunate souls become extremely happy. Durbhaga Lakshana Ejana Sarvajana Nija Budhi Badabali Kariyaganana Ishwarya Kripa Snahi Karaya Svikara Kutarke Mayara Garte Padebara Bara. Everyone should know the symptoms of misfortune, to consider your own intelligence to be great, and not accept the mercy of the Lord. Through false arguments, souls fall into Maya's traps again and again. Эшахи калира джива чада кутинати, нирмала гауранга премала хапа ипати. О souls of Kali Yuga, come, give up duplicity and accept pure divine love of Sri Gauranga in full. Эй бали нитчананда даки пара бара, табу тадур багаджана на каре свикара. Saying this, Nityananda calls out again and again. Still, unfortunate souls do not accept. So. Maybe it's enough. Yes, this is Navadvipadhama Tattva. That's a nice description of Navadvipa, his nature, Swarupa of Navadvipadhama, and special role Navadvipa plays in the Mahaprabhu Lila, Nityananda Lila, and special mercy of Nityananda to the foreign souls. Hare Krishna.
So,
Navadvipa Dham Mahatmya. This is the book to reveal the glories of Navadvipa Dham, coming from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, my great, 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 great grandfather. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying how Maya Devi hid it all, because it wasn't like now, you go on Google Chaitanya Charitamrita, and you know, ISKCON have got this wonderful website, vedabase.com, and all Chaitanya Charitamrita there, all Srimad Bhagavatam, all Srila Prabhupada's books, Brahma Sangeeta, so many things, and other places too. And you can go there and you can search the Vedabase and you can find, you know, so many things. But that's now through the mercy of the devotees such as Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because back then he had to go all over to find Chaitanya Charitamrita. How many copies were there? A few on palm leaves in some sadhu's hut somewhere, maybe. So everything we take for granted nowadays was not like that. Mahaprabhu's mission had gone, you know, what happens in this world, the water comes down clean in the rain, and then by its contact with the dirt of this world, it becomes polluted. So yada yada hi dharmasya, Krishna says in Gita, truth has to come again and again and again. And I come myself, I send avatars and empowered individuals in every species, in every planet, to propagate truth, to propagate Dharma, to propagate divine love, and in its highest, the most highest, this divine prema bhakti given by Mahaprabhu. So that is what had happened. Mahaprabhu disappeared, the centuries had rolled on and become completely, you know, you only have to, it's like if we're going to the moon, if we deviate 1 centimeter now, we won't be anywhere near the moon. We will be so far away from one little tiny error. So like that, something this, something that, especially as the pastimes of the Sweet Absolute as Radha and Krishna are so confidential, so easily misunderstood as something, you know, it's called aprakrita. It looks like here, it's village-like, but it's not. because there's no, it's all moving in the land of submission and surrender, everything for the satisfaction of the divine. There's no selfishness. Whereas that here is, anyway, everything here is bound up with that, so very easily misunderstood. But the pastimes of Guru are not like that. Anyway, so this is what happened, and after some centuries, become corrupted, so many ways, you know, it's going on. Keep the deity to make a living. You just sit there, people come and give you money. We see it everywhere, you know, it's Kali Yuga. But it was Bhaktivinoda Thakur who that wealth was, Amarpa was springing it up in his heart. With the understanding, as Mahaprabhu himself said, is this will go everywhere. This Sankirtan, this singing of the names of the Lord together, will go everywhere. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur understood that and said, yes, but now we're living in a modern world. This was like the end of the 1800s, the beginning of the 1900s. It's the start of the modern world. You know, they've got motor cars, they've got electricity, they've got, the world is changing, and they could read it, they saw it, him and Saraswati Thakur saw it. This is, the world is changing. And these people aren't going to, all these people are not going to be able to go and find that sadhu in that cave, 3 days walk from the village. We need to make printing presses. It can't be that Chaitanya Charitamrita only exists half a dozen copies spread around India. We need to get it and translate it into English and Hindi and every language and print it. So he said it'd all been hidden. And who is doing the hiding? Well, ultimately Krishna giving sanction to her, but Maya Devi, that is her, you know, difficult and sorry duty that she renders, is to bewilder. So hidden. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur bringing to light and asked to describe the glories of the Holy Dharma. So this beautiful book, Sri Navadvipa Dhammamahatmya, which is available at tercesmutt.com, left side books, ebooks, download away. And in Russian on HareKrishna.ru and throughout the world. is Bhaktivinoda Thakur recounting he is seeing the parikram of Nityananda Prabhu and Jiva Goswami around Navadvipa, and he's writing where they visited, places that we visited, and what happened there, what is the significance of that place. So beautiful book that we usually read at this time of year, or before we come, or on the way, and when the big Parikram party is there, and there's all the shining saffron group of swamis and all the devotees. Often, you know, I remember Aranya Maharaj, someone with his glasses, old Bengali sannyasin, his dog-eared, you know, copy of Navadvipa Dhammamahatmya, and he would say something and speak from the Navadvipa Dhammamahatmya. And very easy to read. It's not, and if you can read the Bengali, even if you don't understand, well, the translation is there. It's so sweet. It's just so sweet. What can I say? If we can, you know, read it. It's there, transliterated, and so succinct. These divine languages. It takes us a page of English to try and say what they just said in two lines, in poetically. We have to laboriously write four sentences of English to try and express that. So anyway, it's there for us all to read. And Any question, anything? We don't want to go on too long.